Hi, and welcome to Show Tunes with Kate Botello from Interlochen Public Radio. Coming up tonight, we're throwing a New Year's party complete with cocktails, dancing, revelry, and regrets. If you're auditioning for musical theater these days, take notes at intermission. We'll have a list of songs that casting directors do not want to hear, but we'll offer you a few alternatives. Lights are dimming in our virtual house. The orchestra is tuning up, and it sounds like they've gotten into the champagne a little. Ooh. Yep. It appears the orchestra is putting on shiny hats, so why don't we just skip the overture and go ahead and leave your phones on, take lots of pictures, whatever, it's a party. Just be careful what you put on Facebook. Anyway, our first number is a New Year's party that's technically illegal because the people throwing it had to break into their own apartment for non-payment of rent.
How long till next year?
3.5 minutes.
I'm giving up my vices. I'm going back to school. Eviction or not, this week's been so hot that long as I've got you, I know I'll be cool. I couldn't crack the love code, dear, till you made the lock on my heart explode. It's gonna be a happy
is clear. You're supposed to be working. That's for midnight. Where are they? There isn't much time.
Maybe they're dressing. I mean, what does one wear that's apropos for a party that's also a crime? Chips, anyone?
You could take the girl out of Hicksville, but you can't take the Hicksville out of the girl.
My riot got you on TV. I deserve a royalty. Be nice, you two, or no, got off for champagne.
Don't mind if I do.
Bolted plywood padlock with a chain, a total dead end.
Just like my ex-girlfriend. Honey, I know you're there. Please pick up the phone. Are you okay? It's not fun. It's not fair. How can I atone? Are you okay? I lose control, but I can learn to behave. Give me one more chance, let me be your slave. I'll kiss your Doc Martens, let me kiss your Doc Martens. Your every wish I will obey.
That might be okay. Down, girl, heels down.
I did a bit of research with my friends at Legal Aid. Technically, you're squatters, there's hope. But just in case,
rope! We can hoist a line
to the fire escape
and tie off that bench.
I can't take them as chums.
Start hoisting, wench.
I think I should be laughing, yet I forget how to begin. I'm feeling something inside, and yet I still can't decide if I should hide or make a wide open grin. Last week, I wanted just to disappear. My life was dust, but now it just may be a happy new year. A happy new year.
Bond, James Bond.
And pussy galore in person.
Pussy, you came prepared.
I was a Boy Scout once, and a brownie, until some brat got scared.
Aha, money penny, my martini.
Will bad champagne do?
Oh, that's shaken, not stirred.
Pussy the bolts.
Just say the word.
2 minutes left to execute our plan.
Where's everyone else?
Playing Spider-Man.
Ironic, close up tight on the phone machine's red light. Once the boho boys are gone, the power mysteriously comes on.
Daphne Rubin Vega and Anthony Rapp kicked off tonight's party with the cast of Jonathan Larson's 1996 Rent. Now, clearly, their party is well underway. They've already been through a crazy dinner party and a riot. We're going to need to catch up. So let's rev up while we do our hair and pick out our outfits and get full of the party spirit and optimism for the new year with this number from Stop the World, I Want to Get Off.
Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build a mountain least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, only know I'm gonna try. Gonna build a daydream from a little hope. Gonna push that daydream up a mountain slope. Gonna build a daydream, gonna see it through. Gonna build a mountain and a daydream, gonna make them both come true. Gonna build a heaven from a little hell. Gonna build a heaven, and I know darn well, if I build my mountain with a lot of care and take my daydream up the mountain, heaven will be waiting there. When I've built that heaven, as I will someday, and the Lord sends Gabriel to take me away. Want a fine young son, to take my place. In my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace. Gonna build a heaven from a little hell. Gonna build a heaven, and I know darn well, if I build my mountain with a lot of care and take my daydream up the mountain, heaven will be waiting there. Gonna build a daydream, gonna see it through. Gonna build a mountain and a daydream, gonna make a road come true.
Anthony Newley was up, inspired, and raring to go in our original vinyl recording of Gonna Build a Mountain from Stop the World, I Wanna Get Off. Music and lyrics by Newley and Leslie Bercuse. So we're all dressed up and ready. Now imagine we've arrived at our party and we make straight for the open bar. Now, by the way, I realize that you may not be prone to imbibing spirits, as in, you don't drink. So in the case of these next songs, just imagine whatever it is that gets you in the party mood. Swap out the punch bowl for the snack bowl or the dance floor or chocolate or the ukulele, just whatever. Imagine doing a thing you really enjoy and then do way too much of it. Hey, people have been overindulging for thousands of years. Here's one that goes back to ancient Greece by way of Aristophanes and Stephen Sondheim. It's a prayer to Dionysus, who ruled over wine, fertility, and theater. Basically, he was the Greek god of partying. Now get ready, because after the invocation, things might get a little crazy.
Dionysus, intertwine to produce the grapes that produce the wine. Evoe,
la 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 la,
Evoe,
la 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 la.
Out of wine comes truth, out of truth the vision clears, and with vision soon appears a grand design. From the grand design, you can understand the world, and when you understand the world, you need a lot more wine.
Dionysus, we are come to join you in a shout of joy at the only shrine
where you come benighted and leave benign for that endless blessing, the taste of wine. Evoe, a la la, a la la. Evoe, a la 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 la.
Discovery of them all.
Evoe!
A la la, a la la.
Evoe!
A la 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 la. Red or white or pink, it's the thing to drink.
Thank you, we are come to praise.
Evoe!
Evoe!
Evoe! Woohoo! It's getting a little hot.
Well, this is Hades.
I'm sorry, if we met.
I'm Xanthius.
All right, want some wine? La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la
at 5 and goes on all night. A boy,
a
boy,
a boy.
Have another one more all around. give you.
Let's have another. Keep it coming, please.
That man said, let's have another. Find another jug to squeeze.
Oh, don't call my mother.
Say what?
Put it on the tab.
All right. Send my liver to the lab.
Chug-a-lug-a pony wine.
Jug-a-gin will do me fine.
Another taste, another shot.
I'm bringing everything you got.
Make it scotch.
Make it raw.
Make it wet.
Make it dry.
Straight up.
All night.
That's cool.
And that's nice.
Highball.
Snowball.
We love it all.
Gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for, the clown takes the center ring. I've changed my mind, the evening rage ahead. By tomorrow morning, we could be dead drunk, or just dead. If she won't talk to me, I've plenty else to do. I'll talk to you and you and you and you, and I think we're due for a, I think we're due for a, I think we're due for a. Think I'm headed for disaster. You think I'm going up in flames. You wanna break my fall. You wanna stop them all from calling me names. You'd like to chain me down in irons. You'd like to give me your support. But when you see me stand, martini glass in hand, the rescue you've got planned must be aborted. Let me drown this evening, let me drown. If I'm blue, let me truly play the clown. Let me sail, let me sink, let me teeter on that brink. Let me drown, 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 drown. You'd like to see me at confession. You hope I learn from my mistakes. You wanna save my soul, but when I'm on a roll, lay off of the brakes. You think that when I meet my maker, hello maker, that cattle be all dressed in red. But every morn I pray that on that lucky day, I'll hear that devil say, son, pour it steady. And let me drown this evening, let me drown. If I'm low, let me slowly paint the town. When they ask for the roof, let me answer 100 proof. Let me drown, 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 drown. Let me drown in females foreign. Let me dangle from a limb. Teach me how to put my oar in. But don't you dare to teach me how to swim. We'll be right back. my soul.
Let me drown. Let me drown.
Hello, kid.
Weenie.
Welcome to my party. Glad you like the dress. Welcome to my party. Baby, where's the ice? Who here's up for dancing? Who here's new? Welcome to my party. Who the hell invited you? You're here because you love me. Don't I know it? Yeah, I know. You're here because you love me. And cause the booze is cheap and the lowdown's low. Welcome to my party. You know what I need. Queenie's up for jazzin'. Queenie's up for anything tonight. I gotta get my engine smoking. I need it bad and God, I need it more. Stroking. There ain't no heaven and there ain't no hell, no turning back. Daddy, lock the door.
Traffic.
What's this?
I'm Nadine. I'm May's little sister from Poughkeepsie. Can I have a sip?
You want to hang with Queenie? Lesson number one, never rush liquor or love. The creatures of the night have come here to play. We don't like the light and we don't need the day. People like us got a jazz till we drop. Cause people like us, we don't know when to stop. I know how to party, show you how it's done. I'll teach you how to party. Where the hell's my ice? You'll remember this one, Queenie's guarantee. Welcome to my party. Wanna get cleaned, wanna get juiced, wanna get.
Weirdly enough, the year 2000 saw two wild parties on the New York stage, two productions based on the 1928 epic poem by Joseph Moncure March. We heard Welcome to My Party, sung by Toni Collette in Michael Lachuza's Broadway version of The Wild Party, and before that, Idina Menzel and Brian D'Arcy James sang Let Me Drown from Andrew Lippa's off-Broadway production. Before that, Elaine Biener and Walter P. Brown sang Booze from 1974's Best Musical winner, Raisin, a musical adaptation of Lorraine Hansberry's A Raisin in the Sun. Music and lyrics were by Judd Wolden and Robert Britton. We do have that album in our vinyl vault, but the song Booze is not included. You'll have to find it in digital format. And we began our festivities with Nathan Lane as Dionysus with the cast of Stephen Sondheim's The Frogs, which made its premiere in a swimming pool at Yale University in 1974. It took that one 30 years to make it to Broadway. Now, one thing a party is great for, no matter your age, is blowing off some steam. Up next from our vinyl vault, from the 1960 musical Bye Bye Birdie, grown-up Conrad Birdie and teenager Kim are fed up and letting loose.
There are chicks just right for some kissing, and I mean to kiss me a few. Man, those chicks don't know what they're missing. I got a lot of living to do. Sizzling steaks all ready for tasting, and there's Cadillacs all shiny and new. Gotta move, cause time is a-wasting. There's such a lot of living to do.
There are men of 19 or 20 who are suave and reckless and true. Older men who give a girl plenty.
music to play, places to go, people to see. Everything for you and me. Crazy clothes and motorboat races.
Broadway lines and wide open spaces. There's such a lot of living to do. Lots of dates and no one to scold you. Loop the loop and laugh at the view. Moonlight square and someone to hold you.
To play, places to go, people to see. Everything for you and me.
Gautier and Susan Watson hit the town in Bye Bye Birdie with music and lyrics by Charles Strauss and Lee Adams. Well, there's the bell, which means it's time to take a break from all this partying. Actors, take note, because this intermission is just for you. If you're putting your book together for musical theater auditions, listen to this first, because there might be a few pieces for you to pull right back out of the book. The Michigan Community Theater Association's Facebook page put up a helpful post from theaternerds.com featuring a list of songs that casting directors do not want to hear. Yes, I heard you groaning. You love these songs, I know. The thing is, they're great songs. You love them, but so does everybody else. So have mercy on your auditioners and sing them something new. They've heard these 35 times already, and that's just before lunch. So please, do not sing... Number one, Adelaide's Lament from Guys and Dolls.
It says here, the average unmarried female, basically insecure, due to some long frustration, may react with psychosomatic symptoms, difficult to endure, affecting the upper respiratory tract.
Yeah, we know. It's one of the best songs ever. Don't sing it. Number two, Giants in the Sky from Into the Woods.
There are giants in the sky. There are big, tall, terrible giants in the sky. When you're way up high and you look below at the world you left and the things you know, little more than a glance is enough to show you just how small you are.
Leave the giants at home. Number three, Mama Who Bore Me from Spring Awakening.
Mama who bore me, Mama who gave me no way to handle things, who made me so sad. Mama the weeping, Mama the angels, no sleep in heaven.
Your mama's the only one not bored with that song. Number four, Defying Gravity from Wicked. Sing that one in the shower as much as you want. Sing it till you drive your cat insane, but don't bring it to an audition. Number five, On My Own from Les Miserables.
On my own,
pretending he is beside me, all alone. I walk with him till morning. Without him, I feel his arms around me. And when I lose my way, I close my eyes and he has found me.
You're on your own with that one. Number 6, Don't Rain on My Parade from Funny Girl.
I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole shebang. One throw, that bell will go clang. High on the target and wham. One shot, one gunshot and bam. Hey, mister.
I hate to rain on your parade, but no. Number 7, Gimme Gimme from Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Gimme, gimme that thing called love. I'm free now. Gimme, gimme that thing called love. I see now fly dove, sing sparrow. Gimme Cupid's famous arrow. Gimme, gimme that thing called love.
Oops, hold on a sec. I gotta go take that one out of my book. Number 8, On the Street Where You Live from My Fair Lady.
People stop and stare, they don't bother me. For there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by.
Move along, buddy. Find another street. You're starting to look like a stalker. Number 9, I Can't Say No from Oklahoma.
I'm just a girl who can't say no. I'm in a terrible fix. I always say, come on, let's go, just when I ought to say nix. When a person tries to kiss a girl, I know she ought to give his face a smack. But as soon as someone kisses me, I somehow sort of want to kiss him back.
I know it's hard for you, but say no anyway. And finally, casting directors ask you pretty, pretty please with sugar on it to not sing Popular from Wicked.
Popular. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys. Little ways to flirt and flounce. Ooh, I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair. Everything that really counts to be popular. I'll help you be popular. You'll hang with the right cohorts. You'll be good at sports. Know the slang you've got to know. So let's start, 'cause you've got an awfully long way to go.
Way too popular. Now, if your book is looking a little thin after cutting all that material, never fear. Just go back and listen to episodes of this show. We've got lots of hidden treasures in our archives at interlochenpublicradio.org. Allow me to make some suggestions from songs featured on our show. If you're a Barbara Cook-type soprano, try No More Candy from Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick's 1963 She Loves Me. Now, that one just had a hit run in 2016, so it's on the radar, but it hasn't gotten tired yet.
When you raise the lid, the music plays like a disapproving nod. And it sings in your ear, no more candy, my dear. In a way, it's a little like the voice.
If you're a mezzo belter, like a Judy Holliday type, try I'm Going Back from Bells Are Ringing.
And while I'm sitting there, I hope that
just what Ella Peterson is all about in that Shangri-La of lacy lingerie. A little modeling on the side at the Bonjour Tristesse Brazier Company. Send me my mail there to the Bonjour.
And gentlemen, I haven't forgotten you. Big-voiced fellows like John Cullum here might try The Legacy from On the 20th Century.
Though you I leave my cape and my fedora, to you I leave my mustache wax, to you I leave an ostrich fan from Floridora, to you I leave my unpaid income tax.
If your style is more cute and pattery, like Alan Alda in this example, you might do nicely with It's a Fish from the Apple Tree.
It's growing teeth, and it can bite, and I'm convinced that what we have here is a bear. I'm worried sick, but Eve is not. She burned the muzzle that I made for it to wear. I've searched the woods, I've baited traps, and yet I couldn't find its sister or its brother. And though I've hunted far and wide, while Eve has hardly stepped outside, I'll be damned if she didn't catch another.
Many broken legs to all you singing actors out there. May the new year bring you health, happiness, and the perfect 32 bars of audition material. Lights are flickering now in our virtual lobby, which is giving us a headache. So let's stumble back into the house for Act Two. We had a great time at the party for Act One, but now we're home and our hair is a mess. And depending on how the party went, maybe our hearts too. Here's Judy Holliday with The Party's Over from the 1956 musical Bells Are Ringing.
He's in love with Millicent Scott, a girl who doesn't exist. He's in love with someone you're not, and so remember, it was never you he kissed. The party's over, it's time to call it a day. No matter how you pretend, you knew it would end this way. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up, the piper must be. The party's over, the candles flicker and dim. We've danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right just being with him. Now you must wake up, all dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over, it's all over, my friend.
Now you must wake up.
Judy Holliday called it a day with The Party's Over from Bells Are Ringing, with music by Julie Stein and lyrics by Betty Comden and Adolph Green. And now it's The Morning After. Now, when I dug around for music for this episode, one of the things I searched for was hangover music, and lo, I found this extremely silly little song from the 2009 movie The Hangover. In less than a minute, it sets out the central dilemma of the movie. The morning after a crazy bachelor party, a group of guys wake up and discover they are plus one tiger, belonging to boxer Mike Tyson, and minus one groom.
What do tigers dream of when they take a little tiger snooze? Do they dream of mauling zebras or Halle Berry in her Catwoman suit? Well, don't you worry, your pretty striped head, we're gonna get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're gonna find our best friend Doug, and then we're gonna give him a best friend hug. But if he's been murdered by crystal meth tweakers, well, then we're shit out of luck.
That was Ed Helms with a weird little tune for a tiger from The Hangover. Now, doctors will tell you that the best thing for a hangover is lots and lots of water. But really, the first go-to for most people is a little stronger than that. Now, I'm not talking about the hair of the dog here. I'm talking about coffee. And if you're out, heaven help you.
There's no coffee!
No coffee! Oh!
If I can take my coffee break, my coffee break, my coffee break. If I can take my coffee break, something within me dies.
Lie down, something within me dies.
If I can't make three daily trips where shining shrine benignly drips and taste cardboard between my lips, something within me dies.
Lies down and something within me dies.
No coffee. No coffee.
No coffee.
No coffee. No coffee. No coffee. No coffee. No coffee.
That office light doesn't have to be fluorescent. I'll get no pains in the head. That office chair doesn't have to be foam rubber. So if I spread, so I spread. But only one chemical substance gets out the lid.
Like she said, if I can take my coffee break, my coffee break, my coffee break. If I can take my coffee break, God is the sense of enterprise.
Oh, God, and something within me dies.
No coffee, no coffee, no coffee.
No coffee,
no coffee, no coffee, no coffee, no coffee, no coffee, no coffee. If I can take my coffee break,
somewhere I don't metabolize.
Coffee.
Something within me.
Coffee or otherwise. Coffee or otherwise. Coffee or otherwise. Something inside of me dies.
Oh, those poor people. I hope they got their Java eventually. From our vinyl recording of How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, that was Charles Nelson Reilly and Claudette Sutherland leading the cast of the 1961 musical by Frank Lesser. So, it's the morning after a New Year's party. Let's celebrate with time-honored tradition. Collapse on the couch, fight off your headache with a nice cup of joe, and contemplate how to improve your lot next year.
I got it. I'm going to be a receptionist in one of those glass office buildings. Lever Brothers. No. Seagram's. 9 to 5. I'm going to have my very own typewriter on the wood. And water coolers and office parties and coffee breaks. When I sit at my desk on the 41st floor in my copy of a copy of a copy of Dior, I'll receive big tycoons and I'll point to a chair. I'll say, honey, while you're waiting, how would you like to put it down over there?
There's gotta be something better than this. There's gotta be something better to do. And when I find me something better to do, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, get up, do it.
Me too. And I'm gonna be a hat check girl at Sardi's East. And I'll wear one of them fine little black numbers, you know, cut up to here and down to there. Ooh, and all those hats coming in. Derbies, Homburgs. Ooh, and that cute little checkered number with the skinny brim and the feather. Check your hat, sir. Check your coat, sir. Check your vest, sir. Check your pants. Check your socks, sir. Check your shoes, sir. I can hold them while you dance. Check your eyes, sir. Check your ears, sir. Check and see if you are free. How about it? After hours, I'll check you and you check me.
I'm getting out too.
But baby, what can you do?
I don't know. But just get me out of here and I'll figure it out later. There's gotta be some life cleaner than this. There's gotta be some good reason to live.
And when I find me some kind of life I can live, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, get up, live it.
Gwen Verdon, Helen Gallagher, and Cheetah Rivera were dance hall girls dreaming of a better life in that number from the 1966 musical Sweet Charity. That one was from our vinyl vault. And now one more from our vinyl vault to round out our New Year's bacchanal. Maybe we'll just take it easier on ourselves with our resolutions next year and just quit making promises.
Promises, promises, I'm all through with promises, promises now. I don't know how I got the nerve to walk out. If I shout, remember, I feel free. Now I can look at myself and be proud. I'm laughing out loud. Oh, promises, promises, this is where those promises, promises end. I won't pretend that what was wrong can be right. Every night I'll sleep now, no more lies. Things that I promised myself fell apart, but I found my heart. Oh, promises, they're kind of promises, take all the joy from life. Oh, promises, those kind of promises can just destroy your life. Oh, promises, promises, my kind of promises can lead to joy and hope and love. Yes, love.
Jerry Orbach resolved to make no resolutions in the title song from Burt Bacharach's 1968 smash Promises, Promises, based on the movie The Apartment. Well, it's come now to the finale of our New Year's blowout. Let's check in with the orchestra and see how they're doing. Yeah. More coffee for the orchestra, please. We'll just let Idina Menzel, Anthony Rapp, and the cast of Rent take us out with part two of Happy New Year.
I think we need an agent.
We?
That's selling out.
But it's nice to dream.
Yeah, it's network TV, and it's all thanks to me.
Somehow I think I smell the whiff of a scheme.
Me too.
We can plan another protest.
We?
This time you can shoot from the start. You'll direct.
Five, four, three, open sesame! Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Happy New Year!
I see that you've beaten me to the punch.
How did you know we'd be here?
I had a hunch.
You're not mad.
I'm here to end this war. It's a shame you went and destroyed the door.
Why all of a sudden a big about face?
The credit is yours. You made a good case.
What case?
She came to see me and she had much to say.
That's not how you put it at all yesterday.
I couldn't stop thinking about the whole mess. Mark, you want to get this on film?
I guess.
I regret the unlucky circumstances of the past 7 days.
Circumstance? You padlocked our door.
And it's with great pleasure on behalf of CyberArch that I hand you this key.
Golf claps.
I had no juice in my battery.
Reshoot!
Oh, I see. This is a photo opportunity.
The benevolent god ushers the poor artist back to their flat. Were you planning on taking down the barbed wire from the lot, too?
Anything but that.
Clearing the lot was a safety concern. We break ground this month, but you can return.
That's why you're here with people you hate instead of with Muffy at Muffy's estate.
I'd honestly rather be with you tonight than in Westport.
Spare us all sport the soundbite.
Mimi sent you away to so seductive.
You came on to me.
Persuade him not to be so counterproductive.
Liar.
Why not tell him what you want on my place?
I was on my way to work.
Black leather and lace. My desk was a mess. I think I'm still sore.
Cause I kicked him in. I told him I was in this hole.
Does your boyfriend know who your last boyfriend was?
I'm not a boyfriend. I don't care what she does.
People, is this any way to start a new year? Have compassion. Benny just lost his cat.
My dog, but I appreciate that.
My cat had a fall, and I went through hell.
It's like losing a
How did you know she fell?
Champagne.
Don't mind if I do. To dog.
No penny to you.
Let's make a resolution.
I'll drink to that.
Let's always stay friends.
Though we may have our disputes.
This family tree's got deep roots.
Friendship is thicker than blood.
That depends.
Depends on trust.
Depends on true devotion.
Depends on.
Yes.
It's gonna be a happy new year.
You're right.
It's gonna be a happy new year.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Coming.
The curtain falls, the crowd goes wild, and we come to the end of our New Year's episode of Show Tunes with Kate Botello. That's me.
No, it's me, Dan Wanshura, the show producer, with the answer to our last trivia question. The orchestrator of Maury Yazbek's 1982 musical Nine was Jonathan Tunick. So there you go.
Find all our episodes online at interlockinpublicradio.org. Many thanks to theaternerds.com for the watch list of audition songs to avoid. We'll have a link for you at our website.
As Kate would say, this is Interlochen Public Radio. See you in the aisles.
Happy New Year!